"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the John and Ken show. Mo Kelly in for John and Ken. And presently, we're waiting for the next press conference in regard to the Highland Park mass shooting. As far as law enforcement is concerned, if you've been listening to KFI, about maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, we broke away to listen to the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. He didn't have any real information, and that was a separate press conference unrelated to the ones that we had been following for the past few hours. So there's supposed to be another one. We'll break immediately into it. I'm quite sure either between David, who's in our AirMix studio, and Brian in the newsroom, one of them will let us know when that press conference begins. But as we await that press conference, when I started my show today, I was talking about how this was not going to change how I live my life, in the sense of if I'm going to go to a public gathering where there may be 1,000 people or more, or a lot of people, and you may be quote unquote exposed, it's not going to stop me from doing as I normally would. It is going to impact how I approach it, my level of awareness, my level of concern, or, you know, maybe the shoes I would wear. I'm not even being funny. If I should have to move in a quick amount of time or have to get to safety, I'm much more aware of my surroundings. That's just me. I'm 52 years old. I don't know if the 25, 30-year-old me would have approached it the same way. So, David, I gave you a little bit of heads up that I was going to be talking to you this segment. You have watched and heard this news unfold in real time as I have. Does it impact you anyway, directly, personally, in the sense of how you plan to manage your life going forward? Because even though we broke away from that governor's press conference, he was saying that mass shootings are almost like a weekly occurrence, and we can debate the whole definition of a mass shooting,
right?
But gun violence is still real as far as what we have to deal with. Does this in any way impact your day-to-day life as far as where you go?
No, not really, man. It's pretty much, you know, it's gonna happen anywhere. You just kind of gotta be prepared for it, I guess. It's the only thing I would change is no more wearing sandals. You know,
you gotta
be able to run.
You know, when I was talking about when I said the types of shoes that I would wear, both you and me, we come from a more urban background.
Yeah.
Big city. So we may look at situations a little bit differently.
I could definitely tell the difference between gunshots and a firework.
Yes.
easily. So it kind of, as soon as you hear it, your reaction is totally different from just a firework or something.
Yeah,
so
different rhythm, different cadence. You just know it for whatever reasons. And also, when you're in certain parts of town, you're going to carry yourself a different way than you would in other parts of town.
Yeah, but, definitely.
But yeah, to your point, if you should hear gunshots, you know the difference. Hopefully you know the difference between gunshots and fireworks. And so our background, we're used to hearing those gunshots. And I maybe think hopefully we would recognize that they are gunshots quicker than we would than some other people would. But like you, it's not going to change where I go. It will impact, like, for example, I've never even talked about this on the air. I do not, with the exception of if I'm officiating basketball games, and before and after I officiate basketball games, I'll wear slides. In other words, like, those are sandals for, you know, to allow my feet to breathe before and after a game if I'm doing all that running on the court. But outside of that, I don't wear open-toed shoes anywhere as a conscious decision that I may need to run at a moment's notice.
So for me, I don't know if you've noticed, but since we've switched studios, there's only this door with a window in it. I usually just like to leave the doors open. I like to see who's walking in and out, just so I can see what's in people's hands. But that's just something I've always done since, man, I was like 16, 17 years old. I leave the door open just so I can see what's in your hands so I know what my next move is.
Yeah, yeah. There's just different level of thinking. And I think we all have different backgrounds. We've all come from different neighborhoods. But I think this forces all of us to be very aware of our surroundings. Whether, even if you're not in a very public situation, just in an office situation, a lot of these mass shootings have happened in offices. So you have to think about even your workplace environment as well as being susceptible to this type of violence. It's sad, but it is true. And I don't know, Brian, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can.
As you cover these mass shootings, and you cover them a little bit more in depth than most people would, in other words, you're familiar with all the particulars of all the shootings and every update to all the stories, does it impact you personally?
In terms of how I live my life?
Absolutely.
I can't say that it does, but I certainly feel myself reaching an internal, maybe, I don't know, want to call it a breaking point where it is going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like you. I have a bit of martial arts background. I always do the situational awareness, but these types of things are things that you can't, that background isn't necessarily going to help.
No, my background and your background is not going to necessarily help in a fight per se.
Yeah.
Unless you're within 5 feet of the shooter. But something we teach in our martial arts system, Hapkido, and I'm glad you brought that up, it's a great segue, is just know where you are, know what's going on around you, and don't always assume that everything is in front of you. There are things behind you. There are people behind you. There may be an exit behind you. Like they say on a plane, look for the nearest exit. It may be behind you. That is so applicable to how we should just manage our lives. When I go to the movie theater, I do look for that exit. Not because I'm anticipating something to happen. It's just that if it does happen, it could be just a fire. It could be just a normal emergency. I got to know what I have to do in a short amount of time. And especially, and this is one thing I do recommend martial arts, it allows you to learn how to manage your emotions while under pressure. Managing fear, managing adrenaline, and just trying to be able to deal with that and think clearly without freezing up. But all this is practice, and you have to think about this. You have to take a concerted effort to be mindful of everything which is going on around you, who is around you, and know where you might be most susceptible. And if that means being hypervigilant to the point of paranoia, I can't say that's a bad thing. I really can't. But like you, Brian, not that I would get to a breaking point, I do find myself becoming increasingly numb in the sense of I kind of just expect it. Not every single day, but every single week, I expect what is going to be classified as a mass shooting where 5 to 10 people at least are going to be killed in an act of what I will call random violence, in the sense of the victims are just wrong place, wrong time, not necessarily targeted specifically for who they are. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way I have to live my life. I can't speak for anyone else. And I think we all process this very differently. Some people, I've talked to friends and relatives for that matter, who don't give it a second thought in the sense of, well, if it happens, it happens. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do to prevent it. And I'm not exactly in that group. I'm really not. Yeah, there is a lot that you cannot control. If there's someone on top of a building across the way, there's not a lot you can do after the shooting starts. I'm not naive in that regard. But at the same time, you can be mindful of the shoes that you wear, men and women. You can be mindful of any particular exits. You can be mindful of where you may park the car in the event of an emergency. People say, well, we always have a phone, but you may drop your phone in an emergency situation like that. And you may have to have a plan in advance. Hey, if we should get separated, this is where we're going to meet. We can't necessarily depend on the phones working or be able to get a text message through or a call through. Remember how it is on New Year's Eve and everyone will send out a text message and then that person may not receive it until the next morning because of all the people trying to send a text message right at that same time. We can't necessarily assume that a phone is going to allow us to communicate. My point is this, we just have to plan well in advance. We have to assume that we don't know what is going to happen. And if anything, that gives you at least some sort of preparation where if something should go bad, you can at least prepare for what you're going to do after that. Because if, let's say you're with your family, let's say you're with a group of people, you may not be with them when the chaos starts. And so at that point, whatever plan you don't have, it's just too late. So I just want to get just an anecdotal survey of the guys in the studio, because I think we all look at this moment very differently. I think we look at it from a professional standpoint, because working at KFI, we're always covering the news. We're always aware of the news. We're listening to the news. We have to follow the news. And in my capacity, I have to know the news and also be able to give some analysis and some context, maybe some history, which is a different conversation altogether. So we're always aware of all these news events. We always have to internalize them. Don't think that just because maybe Brian Brumman in the KFI newsroom talks about it, that he doesn't also feel about it. Don't think that because he's giving you the news that I don't also internalize what we're talking about. Now, we have to be dispassionate. We can't get emotional about it if we can, because we have to remain professional in our various capacities. But don't think for a moment that it doesn't impact us internally, that there isn't some sort of emotional response to all of this. Because at the end of it all, we're human, and there but for the grace of God go I. This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken. We will continue to listen and monitor for the upcoming press conference, which is scheduled regarding the Highland Park shooting, and get the latest on the manhunt and any more updates on the victims as well. So keep it right here. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, ooh, this land belongs to you and me.
KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the John and Ken Show on this 4th of July Independence Day celebration. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken, and I hope you enjoyed that little quiz. And to Wallace Sharp, you did pretty damn well, considering that neither of us had seen the quiz, didn't know how easy or difficult it would be. So hopefully we all learned something about the 4th of July in the last segment. We were over, so this is going to be short, but I did want to pass along some information to you. It's still early in the day, and maybe you haven't quite settled in for the evening. Maybe you aren't where you're going to be to see the fireworks or what have you, or maybe you've done the barbecue thing and now there's a lull in the celebration. Maybe you want to do a little shopping. I know my wife is like, she's downstairs, but she shops all the time. Love you, dear. But yeah, she doesn't need a holiday celebration, but the holidays usually provide the opportunity and sense of sales, which are available. And I'm a tech guy, so I know that whenever there's a major holiday, there are usually some good tech deals. And while you get to see my studio, you know I've been purchasing stuff. I've been having some fun. I love to keep up with the latest in technology, especially audio technology. So just want to pass along some information as far as top tech sales for the 4th of July. Amazon, they have a sale on their TVs, tablets, smart speakers, e-readers, home security, fitness trackers,
and more. So Amazon.com. Best Buy, and I've noticed that Best Buy is trying to keep up. They are really trying to be that place for technology in an online sense. Like if you want to buy something, you can get it at Best Buy. Like, for example, when I bought my last phone, Pixel 6, when I went to the Google site, you know, the site crashed. It couldn't handle the order. When I went to Best Buy, they were ready, and I took the order right there. So, you know, I see how Best Buy is trying to carve out their little slice of technology world where they can sell stuff and compete with these other distributors and retailers like Amazon. But Best Buy, they've cut prices on smart TVs, laptops, smart speakers, headphones, and other technology. Now, if you are a person who is into audio tech, then you know B&H. B&H is really good for audio equipment and technology. And they're having what they're call a mega deal zone promotion. And they're discounting everything from laptops to audio monitors to TV monitors to Bluetooth speakers and mesh networking gear. I buy some of my gear from B&H. They're really good. And go ahead,
T. I was going to say, when you cut the cord, where did you go to buy all of your tech to like relieve yourself of the burden of cable and all of that? Where'd you get all the tech that you've mentioned in the past?
Yeah, see, when I cut the cord, I didn't even buy a smart TV at that time. I bought a Roku, which is like an intermediary where you have the apps loaded onto Roku, and then you can watch Sling or Disney Plus or Amazon Prime or HBO Max. That some people would buy a Roku for that. And with like, we have a Roku for the TV downstairs. Even though it's a smart TV, my wife prefers the Roku interface. And on this TV, which is right behind you, I have the Google Android TV app, which is much slicker and more stylized the way I like it. And also it works within my Google ecosystem where it has all of my preferred apps and television shows. It knows what I'm watching. And so it's easy to pull it up. I can use my Google Assistant and tell my TV, say, start playing Netflix, Umbrella Academy, and so forth. So that's how I seamlessly integrate my smart TVs and smart technology interfaces like a Roku or Android TV with what I watch, if that makes any sense.
So for someone who's a novice, who's looking to cut the cord and truly free themselves of the burden of all the drama with a unnecessary cable bill, and you want to get the right equipment, would you suggest a B&H or a Best Buy? Where on this 4th of July should I go?
I would go to Best Buy. I'm more familiar with Best Buy. They usually have more of everything.
Okay.
As far as selection. And if they don't have it physically in store, you're more likely to find it online, and either they can ship it to you or you can set up a place where you can go pick it up.
Okay.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Like, for example, like they also have, for going back to deals, they have Dell computer. You can save hundreds on Dell computers and monitors. But if you know what you want and it's not like you're building your own computer, I personally would go to Best Buy and just get it as opposed to going to Dell and building a computer, unless you're really into that sort of thing. And you're more likely to get what you want sooner because, you know, I don't like to hurry up and wait. If I want to buy something, that means I want to have it in my hands for the most part in a short amount of time. Now, there are some things that I will buy and just forget about. It's like, okay, it's going to take a week to get here, so whatever. But when it comes to technology and gear, I usually need it yesterday. So I'm willing to order it and go get it or pay the extra for delivery. But that's Dell. They're going to sell all sorts of computers and monitors and peripherals at a discounted price. And this is for 4th of July weekend. So this is going to be your last opportunity. And get this, Home Depot, smart tech for both the home and outdoors. You got to think about smart technology is not just indoors in nature. They're discounting basically the whole store along with their tools and appliances and storage facilities, the IoT, the Internet of Things, includes outdoor. And before we go to break, iRobot, you know, like that Roomba that cleans rooms? We have like two here. Well, you can save up to $250 on home cleaning tech like the robot vacuums, mops, and more if you go to iRobot.com and order through them directly. And those are just some of the deals which are expiring literally in hours, but we give them to you now because you can always go online while you're eating a hot dog or hamburger like I am right now. You can multitask like we are. You know, you can listen to KFI AM 640, the John and Ken show with me, Mo Kelly, and Tuala Sharp, or you could do that and, you know, order some cool tech online. It doesn't have to be either or. It could be both and. This is the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And the rocket's red glare. The bomb's bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, land of the free, and the
KFI AM 640 is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken on this 4th of July, broadcasting to you live from Chateau Les Maux. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And before the break, we were talking about some of the 4th of July sales. If you're like me, you know, it's okay to have an affinity for a good sale if you want to offer up some money. And since this is the 4th of July, these are the last moments available to you to get some great deals, and I'm always open to a great deal. Last segment, we were talking specifically about tech, and if you listen to the Mo Kelly Show, which airs Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. here on KFI, we usually talk about the newest and latest in tech. But beyond that, there are some great deals and sales which are going on today, ending today, in other aspects like home goods. AmeriSleep has $450 off any mattress. You just have to use the code AS450, and also 40% off upholstered bed frames with a mattress purchase, or 30% off adjustable bed bundles. Bed Bath & Beyond. If you're like me, you like Bed Bath & Beyond. If you're looking for deals on small kitchen appliances, cookware, linens, decor, and other deals for the home, you can save a bundle with them. They have a special 4th of July weekend sale, which clearly and obviously expires tonight. Casper, you can save up to $600 on mattresses and up to 50% off bed frames, pillows, sheets, and more. And I know someone is laughing, but no. If you are in the market for a bed frame or mattress, that can run you thousands of dollars. So
easily,
you take the deals wherever you can get them. Now, Tuala, when you walked in the house today, there was a box by the door. Did you see what it said on the box?
Did it say Chewy?
Yes, it did. Yes,
that's for the dogs, right?
Yes, right.
What is Chewy?
Chewy is where you can get your dog food, dog treats, dog supplies. It's all things for your furry friends. And those are the deals that I need to... Wendy, go to Chewy.com and see what they have. I'm in the middle of a show. I'm not playing. I mean, we have a monthly... predetermined box that they always send us of stuff that we may run out of and we get for the dog. So this is that opportunity where we can find out, you know, if there's something we can save on or just maybe buy in bulk. This is the perfect time to do it. So Chewy.com has some can't miss deals, as they term it, for your furry, feathered, and scaled friends with deals on food, apparel, and more for your pets.
I am actually a fan of this, and this is something that I'm telling you, these meals are great. HelloFresh.
Oh, really? I didn't know you tried that.
16 free meals. I have, only because someone at my other job has some and they let me try it, and I'm like, this is really, really good. I just have never gotten around to like maybe trying my own subscription to try to get into it, but right now, HelloFresh, they are offering 16 free meals with free shipping code HF July 4th, 22.
I was always wondering about that, and I'm really big on word of mouth, and I need to hear it from someone who I know, and then I will take that recommendation. I mean, reading reviews is one thing, but they're like ads and they're curated for the most part. So I always want to hear from someone that I know who can give me a first-hand recommendation. I've seen the ads. I've always wondered the presentation looks good, but I wasn't sure. So you said HelloFresh.
The meals are delicious. They seem really, really easy to cook, especially for you and I. We're always on the run, and sometimes it's a lot easier to just stop at, you know, I don't know, California Fish Grill or something and just grab something healthy. No, this is like perfect for those who have not a lot of time, want a meal prep, want something healthy. Look, I'm down with this one. I want to get this.
One more real quick from Home Furnishings. If I said, Wayfair, you got just what I need. Ring a bell?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Because you never see their commercials. You never hear their commercials. You never hear their jingle. But Wayfair has a 4th of July sale, and they have a sale on all items for your living room, your office, bedroom, patio, backyard, and more, up to 60% off. My wife also likes Wayfair, so I have to be careful. If I give her too many ideas, she may like take all the money. Yeah. And we're talking about appliances and also technology. Real quick, going back to Best Buy, they also have a sale on appliances, both big and small, up to $250 in free gift cards, depending on your purchase. Lowe's, you can save an additional $750 on large appliances, plus discount tools, outdoor power equipment, and more for everything you need for your home or garden or lawn right now. I used to do a lot of shopping at Overstock.com as well. I need to get back to them because they usually have some good deals having nothing to do with the holiday. But Overstock is saying you can save an extra 10% off selected large appliances. So something to consider. And Tuala, I didn't know Sears was still in business.
I thought they were all shut down.
I didn't know that they even had an online presence. Not that I had reason to look, but I was under the impression that they were going to be out of business altogether, not just be an imprint or anything like Toys R Us. They would be gone, but evidently they still have an online presence, and you can get up to 35% off select appliances and get free delivery when you buy two or more. Now, let's slow down.
slow down. Stop it.
I never in my life have purchased two appliances at the same time, unless they consider like a washer and dryer two appliances.
Okay, a bundle like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a refrigerator and a stove. You know, I'm not going to get a washer and I don't know, a stove. You know,
yeah.
Okay, I guess you're getting ready for the dessert contest downstairs because the dogs are tripping out. But those are some of the deals which are available, which obviously are not going to last much longer through today. Very quickly, some apparel, just in case apparel is your thing. Adidas, you can save up to 50% on clothes, hats, and bags in a variety of shoe styles at adidas.com. There's American Eagle. I didn't know they were still in business. I guess I don't go to malls anymore, so I would never see them. And everything is on sale site-wide for up to 50% off right now, which says to me they're getting ready to go out of business. When they say everything's on sale.
Yeah.
Everything up to 50% off. Yeah. And Eddie Bauer, there's another mall store. If you might see a theme here, Eddie Bauer says get up to 50% off shorts, tees, and footwear for men and women.
Hey, wait a minute. JCPenney's is having a sale? JCPenney's is still around?
Okay. Don't tell anybody. This is just between you and me, Tuala. I get a lot of dress shirts from there because if you buy the dress shirt from JCPenney, they're decent shirts. And then you take them to the cleaners and get them like some starch in them.
Okay.
You would never know. You would never know.
I didn't know that they were still around. That's the thing that I'm most, you know, puzzled about.
There's one in terms of physical location at the Del Amo Mall. I know there's one still there. But beyond that, I don't know whether any other physical locations.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I can't treat it on the sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing.
KFI AM 640, it's the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly, in for John and Ken on this Independence Day. And just in case you're unfamiliar with me, I host the Mo Kelly Show here on KFI AM 640, usually Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. I say usually, sometimes it may move around the schedule, and you may hear me at different times during the week filling in for Gary and Shannon, even Bill Handel, and today, John and Ken. Rest of this week, I'll be filling in for Tim Conway Jr. and Gary and Shannon. They got me all over the place, Tuala. Got me all over. But today, This Independence Day, I'm here with you filling in for John and Ken. You can always find out more about me on my personal website, MrMoKelly.com. That's MrMoKelly.com. And at Mr. Mo Kelly on Twitter, thank you for some of your notes. I haven't had a chance to get to them, but it's fun reading your remembrances of the 4th of July and what you used to do growing up or what signifies the 4th of July for you and your family. I mentioned that because earlier in the broadcast, I talked about how I have an evolving and emerging tradition at my house where we have family and friends over, but we also have a dessert competition, and it's heated. It's really competitive. And to Wallace Sharp, who's producing today, he's very bitter because he didn't win last year. And he said he came this year with his A game. And when I talked to him in the second hour, he was saying that, you know, things were going well. We allow folks to come over and their dish may not be completed. So we give them the oven if they need to finish it or whatever they need to help with the presentation because they have to sell it. It's not like the food has to be good. They also have to pitch it like this was Shark Tank or something, and people have to buy into the idea that your food is good as well as taste. Now, we finished all the presentations, and people are sampling right now downstairs, and you told us about your dump peach cake that you made today.
Cobbler cake,
whatever,
my man.
Whatever.
Cobbler cake. Damn it.
Okay, you saw the other food, the other entrance down there. We won't call them by name, but how did you size up your competition?
Without fail, I think this year, because of how tight the competition was last year, because everyone really got an idea of how fierce the competition is with all the ish talking that happened, I think everyone came with it, and I was on the surface a little worried about how my cobbler cake would do, only because I thought that I would get a few shoulder shrugs saying, mm-hmm. you just put some new tires on the same car.
Uh-huh.
But when you tasted that bad boy to a person, I think everyone's lips started smacking. People were lining up to get more. I've got an offer to start putting it in a few supermarkets.
Slow down now. Slow down. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just one step at a time. I know there's some creme brulee downstairs. They had a variety assortment of cakes. We had some Rice Krispie treats. I mean, it runs the gamut as far as the level of sophistication. Sometimes simpler is easier, and it's easy. We got kids downstairs.
Yep.
So sometimes those types of treats are going to matter more than a cobbler. Not to make you scared or anything, just to let you know.
I know.
You know, sometimes the sophisticated dishes, they don't resonate with the young folks. We got at least 6 or 7 kids downstairs, so that's good. That might be an issue, Twala. It might be an issue, but you're still feeling confident.
Beyond confident, my dish has the right amount of sweet, the right amount of savory, the right amount of, oh, damn it, what did you do here? That's what you need.
This is something that I'm wondering. I wonder where you're placed in the competition, how much that matters. In the sense of, because we had like 8 or 9 dishes downstairs,
yeah.
just off the top of my head. If you're like number 7 or 8, I wonder if you lose the focus and interest of the people who are watching. I wonder if you're the 7th or 8th dish tasted, whether you get lost in the shuffle.
I don't know. That is good. And I was looking at how people were cleansing their palates in between dishes. Not everyone tasted every dish. Some people said, you know, I'll just want to try this, that, or the other because there were some favorites and some standouts. But among the voting panel and how it was, you know, I guess chosen which one you liked, mm-hmm. I felt that I had a very, very good chance of winning. When I cook anything, and you know, like even when I brought the gumbo here for the fight party,
oh, yeah.
I don't think I had a bite of it. I stood in that kitchen and made sure it was served properly because for me, it is about the presentation. And if one person would have said, nah, I'm not feeling it, I don't think I would have ever made gumbo ever again in my life because you had some real, real gumbo connoisseurs
right.
here. You had people from New Orleans who were
that's
like,
right.
where you from, boy? Because this right here tastes like just from down home. You know, so when I cook, period, I cook for the pleasure of others. For me, cooking any dishes is about seeing the smile, seeing you come back and say, wow, this is good. I've got really, really picky children who don't like next to anything. So when they eat my dishes and they love it, I say, I've done a thing. This is why this is competition is so important to me, why I take it seriously. For me, this is, even though you don't have cameras here, to me, this is like, you know, America's Next Top Chef or something like that, because I came to win. That's all.
Okay, Fork Reporter just hit me talking about I should have been one of the judges. Well, you should have brought your ass on over to the party. You can't. You wanted to have the 4th of July off so you could be home with your family and everything. If you wanted to judge the competition, you shouldn't have been ear hustling. You should have been over here with everyone else. No one stopped you from coming over here, Neil Saavedra, host of the Fork Report. No, but you wanted to be able to have an actual day off. See, I'm working. Tawala's working. Tawala's even burning in the kitchen. See, Neil, if you want to come over, then you need to come over. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have the day off and then want to, like, ear hustle and then, like, throw stones from across the street talking about, I'll be the judge of the competition. No, you won't be the judge of the competition. You had your opportunity. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to close out the show. And hopefully by the end of the show, at the end of next hour, we'll find out who wins the dessert competition and whether I need to run and hide, given the gauntlet thrown down by Tawala Sharp, who feels he was cheated. You know, he was a competition denier last year. He wants to turn in a different slate of electors to determine who won the dessert competition last year. And he said he's not going to let that happen again this year. This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.